Emma was acting like they were old friends walking down the sidewalk as she pointed out the coffee shops they passed, which were way too numerous for one block.
That's a chain over there. That place sucks.
The only reason he was letting her give him this coffee tour was because, yes, she did owe him, and also, one coffee was $5 more he could save up for the Dharani wedding fund. He texted his co-worker Ramesh as they walked.
If I'm not back in an hour, send out a search party to the coffee shops on the street. Look for a red-haired she-demon and you'll find me.
Emma stopped in the middle of the sidewalk, and he almost tripped as he tried to keep from running into her.
But this place... This,
she exclaimed, holding up her arms at a coffee shop on the corner.
This is just the best. They roast their beans in the back, and sometimes it smells a little funky, but the coffee is awesome.
Speaking of funky, Emma's actions were at the top of the list. His phone buzzed. Ramesh.
Dude, that's awesome. Followed by a string of dirty vegetable emojis.
Rishi resisted explaining over text that she-demon, in this case, was most definitely not a good thing. He opened the door and took a whiff.
I know this smell. My grandmother used to roast her own beans.
Emma stopped, her eyes wide. Like he'd just told her that Krishna himself had roasted the beans, danced a little jig, and blessed their family's coffee consumption.
Like, at home?
She said, her voice almost a whisper.
Yeah.
Was that unheard of in the U.S.?
Oh my God! That must be some amazing coffee!
Yeah. It was pretty good. We mix the coffee with chicory at home, though.
And adulterate the most sacred beverage of programmers everywhere? Blasphemy,
Emma said. Rishi couldn't tell if she was joking. The inside of the coffee shop was plain. White walls, light wood tables, metal chairs. It looked like any of the countless coffee shops he'd visited in Seattle.